Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining me for our time of devotional and prayer. And we did not meet on last Monday because of the holiday. So today we're going to dive right in, and our focus today will be double blessings. And I will be reading from Isaiah 61. So I actually want you all to, as an application piece for today, and even for the rest of this week, to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 61. And it's not a long chapter. So please do that on this week. But today our focus verse is going to be chapter 61, verse 7. And it reads, Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. I am also going to read the New Living Translation really quickly. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. So just for context purposes, so if we look at what happens before verse 7, so verses 1 through 3 pretty much just talks about the ministry of Jesus. Specifically, it's talking about the ministry of the Messiah. As we move on to verses 4 through 7, it begins to talk about God's people. And it talks about what they will do. And what they will do is they will be rebuilding. So rebuilding what has been ruined, repairing the cities. And also God's people, it talks about God's people being set apart to serve the Lord, which we are to do. And now we are here at verse 7, which shows that God is showing that his people will rejoice at the many blessings that God has available to pour out for us. And we know that many blessings are available to us. So just as a reminder, as we focus on this verse for verse 7. So as we go into this new week that is coming up, and even the remaining of this month and even the year, I just want you guys to know that God has something new for you. He has great and miraculous blessings that are waiting for you this month, this week, and even for the rest of this year, and even in the midst of a pandemic. So let's break this down a little bit. Instead of your shame, you will have double honor. So no more shame, basically no more pain, no more humiliation, no more embarrassment. And I think it's really important for us to remember whose we are, that we are a child of God, that Christ has died on the cross for every wrong that we have committed, for every sin that we have committed. And we have to know that we have the ability to ask for forgiveness. And that moment that we ask for forgiveness, God completely wipes our slate clean. He is not holding those things over our head. So even when we make a mistake, we can ask for forgiveness, and he literally will wipe it away at that moment. And we also know that Christ has come so that we don't have to experience or live in shame. That's a trick and a plan of the enemy that he wants you to do. So know that through Christ, you have double honor that is available to you. And instead of confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. So because of Christ and his anointing and the Holy Spirit, clarity is available to us. We all know that God is not a God of confusion. So what I want you all to do and to focus on is truly seeking God, seeking for clarity in whatever your situation or your circumstance is, whatever it is that you are taking to him in prayer, whatever it is that you are expecting him to do in your life. Make sure that you are seeking him for clarity and for confirmation. Ask God for signs. Be open to how he's going to speak to you. and make sure that you are getting in His Word, because we know that that is the primary way that God speaks to us, is through His Word. Seek Him in prayer, and don't just go and pray. Be still and wait for Him to answer, wait for Him to respond. Some of you may need to go on a fast, and I would say seek God on how long that fast should be. It might be a week. It might be once a week. You might fast every Monday or every Wednesday. You might fast for 70 days. God might lead you to fast for 30 days or 40 days, whatever that amount of time is. But make sure that you are going to God to figure that out, because a lot of times people will say, well, I've been fasting and God hasn't answered. And my question is, why did you stop fasting? You fast until you get an answer. So it's not just, oh, I'm just going to fast for 7 days and God needs to answer me in 7 days. Make sure that God has instructed you to fast for that amount of time, and making sure that you are fasting until God speaks to you. Also knowing that God speaks to us, not just through His Word, not just through prayer, not just during a time of prayer and fasting, but God also speaks to us through people. He speaks to us through situations. He speaks to us through circumstances. So please be open to ways that God can and will speak to you, and know that God is not a God of confusion, and that the enemy is the one that places confusion and tries to place things in your thoughts and your mind to confuse you, and having you think things that are not aligned to God's word. It then ends stating, everlasting joy is yours and it can never be taken away. It can never be taken away. The enemy wants you to think that joy is not available to you, that you won't experience it, that no joy will come from this pandemic, that no joy will come through whatever situation or circumstance that you're facing. But you should be able to wake up every single day with joy in your heart. And sometimes, yes, it may be difficult, but know that it is possible. The fact that God woke you up this morning, you are able to have joy in your heart for that. The fact that you have life, the fact that you have breath, the fact that you have strength, the fact that you have another chance, you have another day, you have grace, you have mercy, you have favor, and you have a double portion that is waiting for you. Nehemiah 8:10 states that the joy of the Lord is my strength. So as we close, know that instead of shame, you have double honor that is available to you, that God is not a God of confusion, that everlasting joy is available for you, and that there are so many blessings that God has available to you this week, this month, the rest of this year, and beyond. So as I stated in the beginning, please make sure that you go back this week and just read Isaiah 61. I know today our focus verse is verse 7, but please go and read the entire chapter. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. I ask that you all will humble your hearts, your mind, and your spirit, and please join me in prayer as well. If you have anything that you want to take to the Lord in prayer, feel free to do that during this time as well. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to be able to be in your presence right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even meeting us here in this hour, oh God, for another time of devotion and prayer. We thank you, Father, for the devotion that you have given us on today, oh God. And we just ask, Father, that you will allow this to be able to just speak to us this week, oh God. I ask that you will help us to be able to meditate on your word this week, oh God, that you will help us to be able to meditate on your word daily, Father, day and night, oh God. So we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your presence, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the grace that is available to us, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the favor that is available to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for new mercies that you grant us each and every day, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you have joy. We thank you that you are joy. And we ask, Lord, that as we go into this week, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to start it off with a joyful heart, with the spirit of gratitude, oh God, with the spirit of thanksgiving, oh God, that no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what it is that we're facing, oh God, no matter what it is that we are even waiting on you to respond or answer, oh God, that you will allow us to just be able to have a grateful heart, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to experience joy in the midst of chaos, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to experience joy in the midst of uncertainty, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to experience joy in the midst of pain, oh God, in the midst of grief, oh God, in the midst of loss, oh God. And we ask, Lord, that you will do just that for us, oh God. We pray, Father, right now for peace, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will show up in our life, oh God, as Jehovah Shalom that you are, oh God, the Prince of Peace, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will give us peace in our life, peace in our circumstances, oh God. Anything that is holding us back, oh God, we just ask, Father, that you will help us all to be able to surrender to you and to your will, oh God. So we cast all of our cares and our worries and our burdens upon you on today, oh God. We hand it all over to you, oh God, because whatever it is, we can't figure it out on our own. We can't get through it on our own. So we hand it over to you, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that we already have the victory, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are victors through Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are powerful, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are mighty and strong, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our provider, oh God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the doors that you are opening for us, oh God. We even thank you, Father, for the closed doors, oh God, the doors that you are preventing us from going through, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to trust you, oh God, to lean not on our own understanding, oh God, but to be able to submit to you, knowing that you are the one who will make our path straight, oh God. For us to trust you and submit to you, even when it doesn't make sense, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will help us to stay in the center of your will, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to seek you daily, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to set aside time to be with you, oh God, to worship you, oh God, to worship you in prayer, oh God, to praise you in song, oh God, to commune with you, oh God, to be in your presence and be still so that we can hear all of the things that you want to download in our life, oh God, the things that you want to download in our spirits, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us of our sins, oh God. Father, you know that we aren't perfect, oh God. We sin daily, oh God. We make mistakes daily, oh God. We fall short daily, oh God. But we thank you. We thank you for your son, oh God. We thank you for your one and only son that you sent to die on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven, oh God. We thank you that shame is nailed to the cross, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that anything that we have done, anything that we have said, any thoughts that we've had in our mind, oh God, we come before you on this morning, oh God, just asking that you will forgive us, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be more like you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be images of Christ, oh God, that you will help us to be imitators of Christ, oh God, that when people look at us, that they see that our lifestyle is an image of a lifestyle of Christ, a lifestyle of God, a godly lifestyle, oh God. So we pray, Lord, that you will help us to be able to display godly characteristics in our life, oh God. Anything that we're doing, oh God, that is not pleasing to you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even take the desire away from us, oh God. We come before you this morning, oh God, just repentant, oh God. Just asking that you will help us to be able to turn away from every single thing that is not like you, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for the forgiveness that is available to us, oh God. We come before you on this morning, oh God, just asking that you will just give us clarity on this week, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will speak to us in new ways, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will make things plain and clear for us, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes and our mind and our focus stay on you and your word, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will just rebuke all strategies of the enemy, oh God. He wants us to be divided, oh God. He wants us to be confused, oh God. He wants us to dwell in sin, oh God. But we ask, Father, that you will protect us, oh God, that you will protect us from every fiery dart that he tries to place in our life, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be able to put on the full armor of God daily, oh God, so that we are able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will open up our spiritual eyes, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will open up our spiritual ears, oh God, so that we can hear the things that you want to speak to us, oh God, so that we're able to be warned, so that you're able to show us the things that are even ahead, that we can come to you, oh God, in prayer, oh God, to take those things away, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Father, for your covering, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep us covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will continue to keep our family and our friends covered as well, oh God. We come against any accidents, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against any attack that the enemy has planned over our life and the lives of all those that are connected to us, oh God. We will go into this new week with peace, oh God. We will go into this new week without anxiety, without worry, without fear, oh God, because we know that fear does not come from you, oh God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind, oh God. So we ask for peace right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can feel peace right now, that we can feel your presence right now, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the mighty and miraculous blessings that are waiting for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for double honor, oh God. We thank you, Father, for double portion, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will allow your spirit to fall upon us on this week, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will anoint us afresh, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will renew us, oh God, that you will revive our spirits, oh God, that every dead thing in our life, oh God, that you will bring it back to life, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to speak life into those things, oh God, to speak life into those situations, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will strengthen us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will strengthen our faith, oh God, that you will increase our faith, oh God, so that we trust in you and you alone. So we thank you once again for this time. We thank you once again for this word, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you're doing in our life right now. We thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to even be content in what's going on, oh God, that we're able to truly trust you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. And we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing Monday and a rest of this week. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.